Brother Jeff, what we preached on that Sunday. Pulpit committee called us from Rome. I wonder if we have a point preach somewhere until I was coming off down here for Brent Tatum was pastoring. And they said they wanted to come, and I told them how to get here. And I told my wife, there ain't no pulpit committee coming from Rome to Marietta. Well, they showed up, and I preached on that morning. I seen a sticker on a young boy's windshield or back glass the week before. Said, I ain't scared. The Lord got to speak to me about that, and that's what I preached on there. I ain't scared. And I'm glad today I'm saved, and I ain't scared of dying. There's a time in my life I was afraid of the cemetery, afraid of the coffins. It looked so endless and just so cold and cruel. But I got saved. I realized there's a far, a whole lot more beyond death. There sure is. But it's good to be here and appreciate you having us. And I'm going to brag on the young fella that worked with the choir up there. He done a good job. You know, some folks is afraid to worship God. Some people's afraid to, you know, some people may get a hand up just a little bit. But I like it when the Lord gets a hold of folks and they ain't afraid just to praise the Lord. He's worthy of all our praise. He sure is. And I guess you might take a verse of Scripture where it says, if the Lord said, if he be lifted up, he'll draw men into him. You might place that at Calvary, and I believe you can. I believe you can place it at your worship services too. I believe he's the center of attention. You lift him up. And he's the great God I am, and he's worthy. And you get in that point in your worship service. I said preach another Wednesday night, I believe it was, the past Wednesday night, about looking ahead. And I said some folks don't even get up in time to get to church on time. And if you don't prepare yourself, you're not going to worship God before you get there. You got to prepare yourself. Those that worship must worship in spirit and truth. And I believe that's Scripture to be true. This ain't my way of thinking. That's Bible. And we'll say again, it's good to be here. You pray for us, and you got your Bibles with you. We're going to read some of a lot of Scripture, our favorite Scripture. But we want to read out of 1 Corinthians this morning. I believe it's 1 Corinthians. Or not 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians. Young lady was saved. She's still in here. You said was saved. Stand up, honey. Little girl was saved. What, didn't you tell me you had another one or two saved lately? They here? Church, look back there at this little girl. When a baby is birthed into a world, naturally speaking, the mama just don't set it aside. It all right if I do just a tad pastoring. You just don't set them aside. Do, they'll starve to death and they'll die from lack of attention from the mother. Well, church, there's your baby. There's your baby. I've seen so many, Jeff mentioned this to me about he's seen a lot maybe last year saved and they got no idea where they're at. That's our problem, church. We get them saved, but then we don't know where they're at. Somebody needs to take this young girl under their wings and be a spiritual mother and spiritual father to her and encourage her along the way because, honey, you're going to mess up. And you're going to think, boy, I've done messed up big time. But I thank God. God is the potter. He's bigger than any problem you got. The Bible talks about a righteous man falls seven times. He'll get back up. You sit down now, honey. But y'all pray for her and y'all encourage her. Don't let her slip through the cracks like I've seen so many. I do it to church house. I'd like to come back down here maybe 20 years from now and that young lady grown, got kids of her own and singing in the choir or something. But in the book of 2 Corinthians, you got your Bibles. We're going to read more Scripture than we normally do. But 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, we're going to start maybe with the 9th verse. Paul says in the Scripture here, he said, wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he had done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men that we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your consciences. For we commend not ourselves again unto you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that you may have somewhat to answer them which glory in appearance and not in heart. For whether we be beside ourselves, it is to God or whether we be sober, it is for your cause. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things are become new. For all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, and though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead be you reconciled to God. For he had made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Father, Lord, we bow our head this morning, God, just thank you once again for this day that you give us, Father. I do thank you, God, just bringing us down here safely, God. And I pray, Lord, you just take us back home safely, Father, Lord. But I pray more than anything, God, we might just see somebody saved this morning, Father. I realize, God, that you're in the saving business, Lord. I realize, God, you can take it, no matter who it is, God, how lost they seem to be, Father, Lord. I know, Lord, God, you can save them, God, and just, God, give them a hope in Jesus Christ. I realize, God, that we live in a world, it seems like there's no hope nowhere, Father, Lord, but I do thank you, God, there is hope in Christ. I realize, God, there's hope, God, even beyond the grave, Father, Lord. I know, Lord, Jesus said he'd come to give life and give it more abundantly, Father. I know, Lord, you save somebody, God, and Lord, I'd get them rooted and grounded in the church, God, and help overcome, God, the obstacles that gets in their way, Father. And I pray, Lord, this morning, just bless the reading of your word, God. Just give us a starting place, God, and we'll be careful. We'll bow our head. We'll give you the praise. Amen. Amen. And you pray for us. We appreciate you standing for the reading of the Word of God. I like to stay around a thought if I can just get it all together this morning. Some of my favorite scripture, and I thought I was going to preach earlier from that 17th verse, but I want to go up to the 15th verse of mine. It said, For that he died for all, that they which should live should not henceforth live in themselves, but in him which died for them and rose again. I had a thought to stay around this morning. I like to stay around living for God, if I might stay about that. But people says you just can't be saved and live for God. I got news for you, you can. I had a lady even told me, Brother Jeff, I'd I saved for a little while. We had one of them meetings there at Mount Pisgah, little old church. People just shouting all over the church out. Spirit of God just a moving. And brother, you know how it is, you're a young Christian. You just gung-ho. Brother, you think you can just jump from mountain to mountain. Brother, God ain't really set you down yet. He got you up in his arms. Just love you and hug you up like that mother with that newborn babe. This lady walks out on the porch one Sunday. I done had myself a spell that Sunday. And she said, Brother Donald, I said, I've been in church my whole life. And she said, I'm going to warn you. I said, you're going to come down off that mountain one of these days. And said, you're going to hit hard. And she said, I ain't never met nobody got saved. After a few years get by, they'll find herself backslide on God somewhere. And brother, getting out of God's will. I tell you, brother, I've been saved 28 years better. I ain't done all I should do. But I come short of honor and glory of God. I tell you what, my God has always kept me, brother and sister. I ain't got out of church back out in the world. I try to stay out of the world. Brother, I am a new creature in Christ. And brother, I ought to be living that godly life for God. Just living for God. I hate to argue with her, but I tell you what I believe. I believe God. I believe he's the author and finisher of my faith. Brother, I don't live perfect on this side. But I tell you what, I strive towards that perfection. God said, be you therefore perfect. Brother, as I am perfect. And church, I believe if we set our standard on Jesus Christ and not on this world, I believe we'd be better off, Brother Tony. I thought about godly living. I believe God can save you. I believe when he does, I believe God gives you his spirit, earnest of his spirit. I believe God gives you the power to live for God. I don't believe you have to get back out in the world, Brother Troy. I sure don't. I believe what God does, I believe he does it right. And I tell you what, I'm glad to see these young folks use the altar. But it does some old folks.
good to use the altar from time to time. He'd say, "Preacher, I'm without sin." Little John said, "He that says you're without sin, said he's a liar, and try to make God a liar. But God's the truth, and let every man be a liar. If you find yourself messing up, just get down an altar there, and let God knock the world off of you. God's got a scrub board, church, but you can get in. Mamas used to wash clothes years back. They didn't have no automatic washing machine. I tell you today, we ain't got no automatic washing machine. Wash sin away neither. But it takes God, a scrub board, getting an altar, a godly sorrow, a godly sorrow of your sin, and brother, a godly sorrow, brother, it worked repentance unto salvation, and need not be brother repented of. He say, "Preacher, I ain't never been sorry I got saved. I ain't neither. I've been sorry a lot of things. I ain't sorry I got saved. And I thank God. My God's a big God. My God, brother, what he done, brother Shore that night out there in that funeral home parking lot. My God is well able to finish that work, church. I tell you what, I'm on the road to being finished. I sure am. But I ain't no finished product, but I'm going to be one these days. Son, what God done on the inside, that's what perfect. You get saved, and God washes the sins away. But it ain't your soul, it's your flesh. There ain't no flesh, brother, inherit the kingdom of God. But no, sir, it's the soul of man. Yes, sir, I like to preach around on godly living, just godly living, living for God. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Our world says it is. Our world says, if you don't take and dress like the world, people's going to make fun of you. They've made fun of me before, brother. Just let them make fun of me today. I've been called a holy roller. I've been called this and that. But I tell you what, you can call me, Tony. And I tell you what, I'll go ahead a little bit further. The Bible said, without holiness, you shall not see the Lord. I tell you, you ought to be just a little bit holy. I ain't talking about a sign out there that says Baptist. I'm talking about the way you live, having a holy life. Yeah. People see God in you and want what you got. You won't be a seller, but have something worth selling. Show them the product. Show them Jesus Christ. Live for God. A preacher, I just can't do it. How his folks said, there's too good to be saved. Son, I got news for you. There's none good. Yea, not none. We all come short. Honor and glory of God. A preacher, I'm so mean. I can't get saved. I got news for you. God's bigger than the meanest man there is, brother. God, I like what Brother Ellis Cowart said years ago. Brother Ellis, I don't know if any of y'all know Preacher Ellis or not. I ended up being his pastor for a little while. That's Jerry Cowart's dad. He'd been gone for a while now. Him and his wife, Ruth, both had. Brother Ellis, he is in World War II, I guess it was. He got shipped out to the war. Had a little New Testament Bible. His pa-in-law gave him. He's fixing to get on the train. Ellis put it in his pocket over his heart. He got shot up with a machine gun over in the war. He said, "Donald," he said, "that Bible saved me twice." He brought that Bible and showed me. Had a little old case there. Had a bullet. It looked like about a 50 caliber sticking out of that Bible. It stopped in the book of Revelation. It said, "Whoa, into the habits of the earth." It caused the devils come down. And he said, "His wrath is kindled." I thank God. God can take it and quench the fires of hell. Ellis said, "That Bible saved me twice." He said, "That Bible saved me when I got spiritually saved." He said, "That Bible literally saved me in the war." Now I'm going to get what Ellis used to say. He said, "Over in that war," he said, "in them foxholes," he said, "there wasn't no atheists there." He said, "No, sir." He said, "When them bullets was flying and bombs was falling," he said, "the hardest shell on the and the troop," he said, "down on his knees, crying out to God to spare him." And he went on. He said, "Some of it lasted, and some of it didn't. Some folks will cry out to God and they get in trouble. But I tell you what, somebody it really gets down to business for God and let God move in and God take a boat in your heart, brother. I tell you what, they'll live a godly life. Brother, at church last week, at 92 years old, in Sunday school, Brother Howe, he said, "I'm going to tell you what I believe." He said, "I don't believe nobody's going to heaven. It's full of hell." I agree with him 100%. And God saved me to him. God cast the hell out. God put heaven down inside of me. You say, "Preacher, you don't look like much." I may not, but I'm still a child of God. You ain't saw the finished product yet. One of the, I'm talking about godly living. You say, "Preacher, I just can't get saved." I've had folks tell me that too. choice. I had a funeral for a friend of mine. He's a Vietnam veteran. He died with his Crohn's disease. Out of years, it finally took his life. Brother Hilton, at his funeral, had that big military gathering up there because he was a veteran of Vietnam. Had boys he'd been in the military with, and he knew had been in Vietnam too. Was Paul Bear and done that shooting the guns and all that. And when them fellas come out of the funeral, I got through preaching that funeral. That feller come to me. He said, "I need to talk to you sometime, preacher." He said, "I just can't get saved." I said, "Why can't you?" He said, "Because the Bible said, there shall not no murder inherit the kingdom of God." He said, "I had to kill some folks over there in the war." I said, "Just come back and talk with me sometime." I said, "I can prove you wrong. I can prove you sure." God said, "Come and let us reason together." He said, "Though your sins be as scarlet," he said, "I'll make them white as snow." But there ain't going to be no liars. There ain't going to be no whoremonger. There ain't going to be no murder. All it's going to be is old. But it lives for God, son. It got the right thing deep down in the heart. I'm talking about really got a dose of that holiness. I got a dose of God. Yes, sir. There's some folks wild eyes at me over at church the other Sunday. I was preaching the Sunday night. I believe I was at Rome for Liddell Jacob. And I was preaching. I can't even remember what I preached on. I made a comment. And my mother told me when I got saved, and she came to me later and said, "Donald, I'm proud you got saved." And I'm going to tell you the truth was that she wanted me to miss hell. But she didn't want me that saved. I know, sir. Yes, sir. They just didn't have much to do with me. And I got saved. And my own sister, her brother, she told me one Sunday at my mama's, and she said, "Donald," I said, "you just got where you want to be, walking and talking Bible." You know what I told her? I said, "Pat, I got a feeling it's going to get worse too. I tell you, the closer you live for God, it's going to get worse too." Yes, sir. The closer you walk to the light, the brighter you shine. It ain't what we can do. It's what God can do in us, sir. You may be here. You may say, "Preacher, I come from the wrong side of the track." I did too. It don't matter what you was. It don't matter where you at. It matters who God can make you into and where God's going to take you to. Yes, sir. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. He said, "Him old thing is passed away. Behold, I make all things new." I just didn't quite understand much about God until I got saved, Brother Jill. And let me go on a little bit further. He say, "A preacher, I'm a pretty good person. There's a lady over at church the other night. Her husband's name's Jimmy. I call him the candy man. He always comes and give you three pieces of just a little hard wrapped candy. Everybody, he'd give him three pieces of candy." One fella said, "Donald, he don't give the church members but two." I said, "There's benefits of being a visitor." I said, "I get three pieces of candy from Jimmy every Sunday." His wife said, "Donald, he was 62 years old when he got saved." And she said, "Yeah, always was a good person. He didn't see no need for it." Let me tell you what, there's some folks think their righteous going to get to my but our righteous is filthy rags in the sight of God, sir. Yes, sir. You reading the scripture. Paul, he wrote the majority of the New Testament. In my opinion, he's the greatest apostle in the scriptures, brother. Let me tell you what, I realize I don't understand all about God or the mind of God or the works of God, brother Jeff. I tell you what I do know. I know when old Peter and him got down and prayed, I realized the scripture talked about Judas going to hang himself. His bowels going to bust asunder. And they could another take his bishopric. But they got together. And I realized they prayed. I realized they voted to cast lots. They chose Matthias or who it was to be the replacement for Judas. Let me tell you what I believe. I believe Jesus Christ, he called out the first 12. I believe he could do his own bit and call out the one to replace old Judas. I believe God called old Paul out. God said Paul was a chosen vessel in him. Paul wrote the most of the New Testament, brother. And you read in our book, Jeff. He thought he was a righteous man too. He said he is a Pharisee above all Pharisees. Yes, sir. He said, touching the law. He said, "I was blameless. I excelled above all my brethren there." But I tell you what, when that great light down on Damascus shined down and brought him under Holy Ghost conviction, he got his heart right with God. And God moved in. He got to doing some godly living. Let me tell you, first thing he done, he got rid of all that religious atmosphere he had about him. Some folks is so holy, they think they're better than anybody else. Some folks think they're so good, they don't have no need to be saved. I tell you what, it ain't got nothing to do with with you. It's got what God can do with you. Yes, sir. I feel like I may just preach it. Yes, sir. I can see old Paul. I can see old stiff neck. He reminds me of some Baptist people I know today. They so stuck up. They make the telephone pole look crooked, brother. They so stuck up. Look down their nose at you. Because you, a young Christian, come in the church and get saved. Wearing some old ragtail clothes. Brother don't know no better. Ain't had no raise. Look down their nose, Tim Brudgell. I tell you what, if you want to help them out, take them under your wing and quit putting them down and help lift them up, brother. Maybe they can't afford no better clothes. Go buy them some. We won't tell you. I'm talking about godly living, Jill. Yes, sir. We say, well, so-and-so needs some clothes. We'll go to our closet. I probably won't be back down here for another 10 years. So it won't really matter, will it? They'll go to their closet. We'll get in their closet. We'll go in the back side of the closet there. Find him wore out clothes. We ain't wore in years. Load them up to take them to somebody in need. I wonder why we don't give them the best we got, brother. I wonder why we don't go buy some new clothes and put on their backs there. Yes, sir. I'm talking about a great apostle Paul. He said, I consider all that education I come under, all that upbringing I had, all that money my family's got, all that prestige they got. He said, preacher, can you prove they had that? I think I can, but yeah. He come up under the best teacher of Jerusalem had in that day. It took money to get there. It took prestige to get there. He wasn't only a Jew. He was a Roman too. That tells me he come from a family, brother. It had some kind of connections there. Yes, sir. But yet, when he met that a man called Jesus Christ, he decided he's going to do some godly living. Let me tell you what I believe, Brother Troy. I believe he got rid of some of that him old royal clothes he wore. I believe he got rid of some of that high attitude he took. Let me tell you what, Paul could, in my little way of thinking, he could probably have been the greatest apostle, the greatest disciple, apostle, whatever you're going to call it, to the Jews in that day. That wasn't the way God had it meant. He was sent to the Gentile. And yet that old fisherman out there had said, Lord, I ain't worthy for you being in my boat. He was sent to the Jews. I tell you what, God gets it right, Troy. God can cause you to live a godly life if you want to live that godly life. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Here's old Paul. Let's stay with him for just a minute. Here's that good man, bud, Tony, raised up in church, carried the church his whole life. Knew the scriptures from frontwards to backwards. Blameless, he said, concerning the law. He was lying, Brother Jeff. There ain't no man can keep the law jot and title. If he could have kept the law jot and title, there wouldn't be no need for Christ to come and die. He just couldn't see at that time. But yet he said, I count everything. Everything in my past as dung, as just sloth. Now I might know the exit. Woo, glory. You got to leave the past in the past. But if you're going to have any godly living, brother, you got to leave the past in the past. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know what folks would have said about me? I was just a carpenter, a son of a bricklayer. Come up out of a long line of bootleggers. All the way from Cherokee County. My granddaddy, my uncles, my daddy. I was led in that mess, brother. And I tell you what, since God saved me, brother, I ain't the same creature I was. No, sir. I can't. All that lost, brother. Now I might know him, brother, in the power of his resurrection, in the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death, brother. I tell you, you say, preacher, I ain't going to die. You won't get saved unless you die. You got to be willing to lose your life to gain life. I'm talking about godly living. Some folks say there's something wrong with godly living. No, sir, it ain't. You find old Paul, he lived for God from that day forward until his death came. From that God forward, let me just go on. Here's this rough neck down the road. There's one in the Bible about that too. I can see Christ. Y'all sung a song. I got to think about this a while ago. Y'all sung a song about the storm and Jesus calmed the storm. Christ is on the shore of the sea out there. He was teaching the people. He was teaching about the seeds that the sower sowed. He talked about the good ground. He talked about the wayside amongst thorns and all. He talked about what that meant to the boys there. He said, I can't believe y'all don't understand understand this. He said it was a gift to the children to understand. But said it ain't to the rest there. He told them what it meant there. He told them. He went on about a big feather and told them about some more things. And the Bible said the evening, and I guess the sun was beginning to set there. He sent the multitudes away. He said, boys, let's get in the ship and go to the other side. I tell you what, when God says get in the ship and we're going to the other side, you might well get in the boat because she's going to the other side. You say, preacher, you ain't going to finish this right by the grace of God. I'm going to the other side. And son, I ain't got as far to go as I once had. Now, sir, I can see it. They got in the ship and went to go. And just a little old ship. And said other ships went to follow him. And said that sea, that wind got up. That sea got to getting tossed there. That bunch got afraid. Christ is down in the middle of the ship, asleep on a pillow. They went down there and woke him up. And said, Lord, the ship's filling up with water. Don't you care that we perish? He said, why are y'all so afraid? He said, where's your faith? Can you see a church? I'm going to tell you a strange meeting I was in one time. It just come to me. And y'all ever been up to Carsville, a little church called Crow Springs Church? They got a tabernacle used to sit out there. A tornado took their church away and took the tabernacle away a few years back. Built them a new church. They used to have revival meetings up there in that old tabernacle building. They just had open big old shed out there. You've been there, ain't you, Troy? You ever been there, Jeff? That had revival meetings, and they'd get different preachers to preach and stuff. We was over there one night, and Brother Sammy Adams, old big Sammy Adams, was going to preach. He was singing, and fixing to turn over to Sammy. There's a tornado come up that night, a storm. I'm talking about it. I got a tornado around that place there. It was hailing, beating people's cars up. We was out there in that shed. Sam got up there, and he took the text. He took the text about the storm, and Brother, that storm came up there, and Brother, it got bad while Sammy was preaching. It was so loud you couldn't hear that man preach. An owl flew in the hole back of that building and went up in the rafters and lit up there and at the top of that old tabernacle building there. I was sitting there thinking, we're going to get blew away. I said, Lord, let him get to the part it says, peace be still. And church, God is my witness. That big man finally got that part. You couldn't hear him. He raised his hands up and all you could see was his lips moving and said, peace be still. My wife was there, wasn't she? But I'm going to tell you, that storm left her. That owl left her. I tell you, God can still the storms alive. If you just take and live godly for God, you'll be amazed what he can do. You'll be amazed what he do. He stepped off the ship on the other side. And the Bible said immediately, as he stepped off the ship, it said a man come out of the tombs of the other side. And them tombs in that day and time, they buried their dead in them tombs there. Some people said, I don't understand what you're talking about. A whitewashed sepulcher in that day and time. They'd bury them in holes down in the ground in rock. Bury them in caves there. They'd take whitewash. They'd whitewash the front of it there. So anybody stranger and know there was dead bodies in that cave there. Because a Jew didn't get near a dead body. He'd be considered unclean. Yes, sir. Hey, can you see him as he stepped off there? He'd say, preacher, it's a coincidence. It ain't coincidence you here this morning. It ain't coincidence that Jeff called me to preach. It ain't coincidence God put this scripture on my heart. I'm talking about godly living. I'm talking about getting a hold of God and letting God get a hold of you. That you're a new creature in Christ. Them old things is gone. Behold, all things in you. I've seen drug addicts. I said, I can't quit the drugs. I got a parlor. He's 85 years old. I've been out of the hospital this past month. About the whole month. My wife's mama died. About a month and a half ago, I get had two brothers die in the last year. It's pretty hard time, is it not? I'm going to tell you what about her daddy. Even when he was dating, her daddy was a drunk. I worked for him. He was a drunk. We used to get drunk together. Go fishing together and get drunk. Go hunting together and get drunk. Run trot lines for turtle and just get drunk. That's what we done, Jeff. And God saved me. And God called me to preach a time. And our pastor, Mount Pisgah Church, he come over to revival over there one week. Sat on the back pew and get under conviction and leave. Come back a night or two later, sit on the back pew and get under conviction and leave. One night out of church, his daughter called me and said, Daddy's wanting you to come down to the house and pray with him. I went down there. I seen him get in the altar and wall around drunk and just make mockery of the church what he was doing. And people didn't know no better. I walked in his kitchen. I said, I'm going to tell you something, Merle. If you're ready for a new life, I said, my God can give it to you. I said, if you're playing games, I ain't going to pray a word with you. I said, I ain't playing games. name. He's got to cry. He said, no, I'm tired of this filthy life I've been living. I said, it's time to pray. But he's been sober ever since. But God can take away. Ain't no matter what it is. But he can make you a new creature in Christ. Barely can write a little stuff that he can read. Can't read nothing. About 2 or 3 weeks later, I pulled up down there. Wasn't no beer cans in the back of the truck. Wasn't no beer cans in the front of the truck. Wasn't no liquor bottles there. Laying on the dash, that old filthy truck laid a little old Bible. Woo! He couldn't read the thing, Jeff. I guess just the presence of God in the truck helped him along the way. Godly living. That old boy come out of the tombs. What got him there, brother? I can speculate. I can't tell you. I know he's had mental problems. He was crazy. What got him in mental problems? What's got most of them mental problems today? Alcohol and drugs. They said, well, we got a war on drugs. We did. We'd send them B-2 bombers down there and bomb every beer joint, brother, in the county and get rid of them. Bomb the liquor store and get rid of them. That's the biggest drug that's destroying this world is alcohol. Preacher, I don't like you. I social drink. Get saved and you'll quit social drinking. Amen. I drank from a fountain, brother. I ain't thirst again. Crazy man comes out of the tomb. Wild man. And the Bible said he runs off the hill to Christ and falls at his feet and worships him. My Bible says you seek the Lord with your whole heart, you'll be found of him. Amen. You draw nigh to him, he'll draw nigh to you, brother. He said, come and let us reason together. He come, fell at his feet and worshiped him. And the Lord said unto them for the demons to come out of him. Y'all know the story. He said, what's your name? My name's Legion, for we are many. No devils besought him to take and cast him out to the sea. I mean, he's going to cast him out to sea, and the devils besought him to cast him into the hogs. Or what was it, 3,000 hogs? That's the old devil. Now, you know what more than likely them demons thought? Well, if we can get in the hogs and stay there for a while, then we get back in some humans somewhere. People say, preacher, I don't believe in demons in our day and time. I don't believe in devils in our day and time. You need to wake up and look around. I ain't talking about no little old booger man sneaking around here. The devil's real. Evil spirits are real. But thank God the Lord. I got, what do you tell Nicodemus? Be born again of the Spirit. I couldn't get back in my mother's womb and be born again of the flesh. But brother, I got in the womb of, whoo, glory to God, the church. And I got born again into the kingdom of God. The Spirit. You ever caught the scripture? Now, I ain't preaching you can fall from grace. I believe you get saved, you're saved, yeah. But you ever thought about that scripture? Said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. You know you can quit abiding in Christ. I ain't talking about being lost. Quit abiding in Christ, and the latter state of that man be worse than the first. Yes. Brother, that evil spirit go down a man. He walked through dry places seeking rest and finding none. He said, I tell you what I'll do. I'll return out of my house, which I come out of. He went back and found it swept and garnished, but nothing in it. Yes. Boy, cleaned out pretty good, but nothing in it. Yes. Brother, I've cleaned the refrigerator out, poured the beer out under a dose to do better several times, brother. Then I had to go right back to the beer joint and get some more. Brother, when the Lord moved in, brother, then I don't have to worry about that. Like my deacon buddy told me, and I got saved, he said, no. A few months down the road, said, that old van you drive, said, you have a hard time keeping out of the beer joint? I said, what do you mean? He said, I got saved and said, I couldn't hardly keep my truck out of the beer joint. I said, well, my old van must have got saved too, is all I know. Amen. I'm going to quote you a verse of Scripture that's sure enough one of my favorite. In the book of John, it goes on, I ain't going to get into all. It says, try the spirit, because all spirits went out there not of God. It calls us little children. And it says, we can overcome the spirits of this world. And it goes on down. It says, because greater is he than is in you than he that's in this world. You know what I like to do from time to time? I like to stick my fist in old devil's face. Say, brother, my brother's bigger than you. Yeah, that's right. I'm an heir and joint heir with God. I'm a joint heir with Christ and an heir of God. Brother, I am a son of God. He come into his own. His own received him not. But to many received him, to them he gave him the power. That was me. Yeah. To become the son of God. Yeah. Even to them that believe upon his name. Yeah.
That'll cause godly living, son. My wife wanted me saved. She wanted me saved. I'd live right. I don't think she wanted me to preach, but she wanted me to live right. She's paying for it. She's drove me 400 million miles since then. Matter of fact, we like got killed coming down Powder Springs Road getting here this morning. Some fool needs to learn to use his side mirror. She is letting him have it with a horn, but I don't remember her cussing him.
Clean lip.
Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh.
Yes.
Woo! Whatever you put in there will come out. You put the Lord in there, the Lord will come out.
Yes.
Now, there's times I like to do like that little song I heard one time, pray for my enemies. Pray the wheel run off the car. Lord, don't say that though, son. That's the fleshly man. Fleshly man says eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, a life for a life. You know what the inward man says if you're doing godly living? It says, love your enemies. Pray for them that spitefully use you. You know what? That'd be awful cruel death for your enemy. You just pray them to death. Heap hot coals on their head. That's what it says. Pray for them. Heap hot coals. I'm talking about godly living. Maybe you here and you was raised up in church and you just lived that righteous living in your eyes and have no need of salvation. That's the way old Paul wasn't until he come to realization he was going to hell. When that light shined on the road to Damascus, struck him down, sent the man of God over to the house and got some words you need to hear. There's somebody here this morning you need to hear something. You know what got that old wild man out of them caves up there called Legion? You know what got him out of the cave? The call of God. Church, I'm going to tell you, the call of God, the Spirit of God. Jesus said, no man come to the Father but by me. Then he must be drawn. That drawing power done got that cave. He come out of the cave and fell down there. Let me go on with Legion now. Next thing you know, Tony, they're all up afraid because the devils goes in their hogs. The hogs runs off a steep place in the sea and choked. They all go to town, to the city, to the country and tell what happened. A bunch come out there and see it. They're all afraid. There's 3,000 hogs drowned. Legion, that wild man, the drunk of the town. The man that run through the cave, wild, cutting himself, crying day and night. Whoo! Sitting at the feet of Jesus. I used to tell my wife, I said, you go to church so much, you must be the only one got a key. I'm being honest. I said, you ain't got to be there. She said, you're right, I ain't got to be there, but I'm going to be there. Brother Tony, when I got saved and God moved in, I drug heard every revival in the country for 10 years. I'd get in the newspaper and find a revival. She said, where's it at? I said, I don't know, but we're going to find it. First time I was over yonder at Rock Mart at that Emmanuel Church years ago, Danny Robson, that's where I met him at. Chasing revivals. Legions at the feet of Jesus. Boy, do us all some good to stay at the feet of Jesus, Lord. Clothe. You know, you can tell how godly somebody lives. I hear that stuff. People said, well, preacher, God don't look on the outside. God looks on the heart of man. I said, don't look at most folks as outside because you're too embarrassed to. You godly living, you'll find them dresses getting longer. The men will find themselves buttoning their shirt up just a little bit tighter. Amen? I ain't say you got to wear a burlap sack or nothing. But brother, when it gets on the inside, it will spread to the outside. Can you prove that, preacher? And y'all want to ride to the house with me out of church? My wife's got a picture or two left around somewhere with me before I say it. It'll spread to the outside. These signs shall follow them that say they shall speak with a new tongue. Brother, every other word come off my mouth ain't a cuss word now. Speak with a new tongue. They can cast devils out. Brother, through Jesus Christ, I can do all things. Come on with an invitation song later. I'm done. Y'all be praying, church. You ready to get some God in living in your life? You ready to get God in your life? God will save you this morning if you're lost. Y'all stand with us. Come on, Brother Jeff. Y'all go to the verse of invitation ready. Some godly living. All the way you can do godly living is have God in you. You got to let God move in. You ready to let Christ move in this morning? As this invitation goes out, go ahead, son, whenever you're ready. You ready to let Christ move in? Don't matter how good you are or how bad you are. He'd make you a new creature in Christ. He'd make him old things just disappear. He'd make all things new for you. You ready for a new life, new direction in life? You tired of living where you at? Won't you let God make you a new creature this morning? Let God make you a new creature this morning. Church, you be praying. He'll wash your sins away. Do you really want him this morning? You got to come out of that cave, come to him. He said, come unto me, all you laboring, heavy laden. He said, take his yoke upon you. Learn of him. Yes, Lord God.
Appreciate that message.
Have your will, Lord. Touch his heart. Lord, touch his heart. Praise the Lord.
Something somebody else couldn't do. And I appreciate the testimony this morning. Some of you may or may not know, and I will share this real quick, but Brother Jewel Coles is dead. And I know he'll probably be glad to hear that he said everything's all right with the Lord. And I hope and pray, I do want to say this and then we'll dismiss, but if you're here today and you think you're living good enough to get you to heaven, you've been deceived.
Yeah, that's right.
You're not going to get there on your living. I thought somebody
I said, living good won't get you saved, but if you get saved, you'll live good. It'll make a difference.
Sure will.
Appreciate our visitors today. Appreciate Brother Donald for coming. He said he wouldn't probably come back another 10, 20 years now. I'm going to think he don't like me if it don't take that long to get back. I know he's busy, so let's pray for him and his wife. I'm going to ask her. Normally I don't do this all the time, but you may get to know her. Ask Brother Donald and his wife. They go to the back door, and y'all shake their hands. Let them know you appreciate them for coming. And don't forget, now we probably got about, and I ain't trying to exaggerate, I'd say at least 70 in here or 100. So that means almost everybody, at least half of us, got to stay and eat a cupcake for us to have 50, okay? So try to help Auburn out. This side door, go out to fellowship hall. But if you'd like to, come tell Brother Don and his wife. You'll be praying for them. You enjoyed the message. Don't forget, be having communion tonight at 6 o'clock. Come back looking for the Lord.